And we are about to be underway. And that was an incredible rendition of the national anthem by the Port Allsworth Lynx. It was brilliant. Tip-up goes to the Eagles. Jonathan Roeder finds Colton Mack, and already we have a foul and almost an and-one opportunity there as Alex Gilbert drives quickly to the basket. He was closely guarded by the T-Jacks, and actually they're not going to call that a shooting foul. He was fouled before his shot went up. So throw-in for the Eagles underneath their own basket. Alex Gilbert hands it off to Colton, who does a great job staying in play, driving and dishing it out to Glenn Krause for three. Doesn't quite make it. Rebound by Evan Wilson, who powers up and puts it in. Good for two. Great job by Evan Wilson. Powerful play there, but here's T-Jacks moving quick and catching the Eagles just way off guard. No transition in the defense there was capable. And here's that full court press. It's really going to give some trouble. Sandpoint doing a good job breaking past it. Here's Evan. Gets a feed from Colton, drives the paint, hook shot off the front rim, rebound by Connor, and another fast break by Timmy. Oh, and Alex is going to foul and an and one by Timmy Mack. And Sandpoint is going to have to slow the pace of this game down just a little bit because King Cove is coming out real fast. Both teams trying to do it, but King Cove coming out very effective. The score is 4-2 already with only 40 seconds in. Shots missed. Evan Wilson with a big rebound. Over to Alex. Alex is going to get a blocking against Ethan Mack, who was trying to get in front of him, but he lost his footing and gets in his way. And that full court pressure is going to be a big problem for Sandpoint. They've had a hard time breaking past in the past. Yet there it is, tip off by Ian Samuelson. He gets the ball away, turns, puts up a shot. Beautiful bank off the glass, and already 6-2 in favor of King Cove. Jonathan Roeder almost loses a pass that was even too high for him, but he's able to regain control and find Alex Gilbert, who quickly drives the sideline, bounces into Evan. It's a little bit too hard. He's got defense all around him, but he's able to get Glenn Krause wide for three. Nothing but net. Five now for Sandpoint, six for King Coven. Man, what a beginning. Travel against Timmy Mack as he lost control of the ball. That's going to send the ball to Sandpoint with a throw-in on the sideline. Opportunity here for Sandpoint to get the lead. Here's a throw, and it goes to Alex Gilbert. Bad pass to Colton. He's able to barely save it. He's pushed out of bounds by Ian Samuelson. Oh, that's kind of an interesting call there. As he was being pushed out of bounds, they're going to save possession for King Cove. Ian Samuelson with the ball. 6:40 on the clock here in the first quarter. The score is 5-6 in favor of King Cove. If you're just joining us, this is the championship game for the boys at the Try and Tip Off Classic. There's a three by Timmy. Doesn't quite go down. Rebound brought in by Glenn Krause. He'll quickly get into Colton Mack, and there won't be any full court pressure here as he jogs the ball past the half court line. But there's Ian Samuelson. Glenn Krause over to Alex. Alex near the half court line sends it down to Colton Mack. Colton with Evan, who's high on the post, feeds it back down the line, turns, hooks. Oh, off the back iron. Rebound by Ian Samuelson. He loses the ball and keeps his dribble. Puts it up, and he's going to be met by Colton Mack at the half-court line. Levi Larson now has it for the King Cove T-Jacks. A handoff to Ethan. Good pass all the way around the horn to Timmy Mack. Timmy sends it all the way across court. Long three by Ian. Oh, just off the front iron. Rebound's going to be fought for. Goes to Glenn Krause. And a pass to Jonathan Roeder that he was not anticipating. He's able to get control again, though, and get to Colton. Colton has a mismatch on defense. He tries to take advantage of it. Oh, good feed down to Jonathan Roeder on the right-hand post. Puts up a good shot off the glass. Doesn't quite make it. And Ian Samuelson with the rebound. He was looking for someone who was breaking in but didn't see anyone cut into the basket. So he'll pull back. And a pass to Ethan Mack will get knocked out of bounds by Alex Gilbert. 5:22 on the clock. The score remains 6-5 in favor of King Cove. Ian Samuelson with the ball. Over to Timmy Mack, drives the paint. Good job moving the ball away from the defense, but can't quite come up with the basket. Rebound for Sandpoint. Here's Colton moving real fast into the lane. Good dish out to Johnson, who's trailing right behind. Oh, just off by a hair. Doesn't go down. And Johnson just got to scope in his shot a little bit there. He's doing a good job with getting the opportunity. King Cove with the ball. Big shot open. You can't leave Ian Samuelson open like that. He will score every time. And here's that full court man-to-man. Colton's going to try a break pass. Good screen set up by Jonathan Roeder gives Colton the opportunity to get past the half court. He drives. Oh, puts it in, but there's a soaring rebound by Jonathan Roeder. Tip up, loose ball in the hands of Ian. Ian does a great behind-the-back dribble, forcing Alex to lean in on him. Contact foul. The score is 9-5 with 4:33 on the clock. And like we were saying in the last game, this is going to be a fast, this is going to be intense, awesome matchup between these two teams. Sandpoint always rises to the occasion whenever they play against an awesome team like King Cove. Looking forward. Oh, and there's a steal. Ball knocked away by Evan Wilson. He saw it in the candy store there and put it out of bounds. Last touch by Sandpoint. And I believe we're going to have... Okay, there's the throw-in. Timmy was wide open for a jumper. Doesn't go down. Johnson with the rebound. Oh, and there's a reach-in foul against Timmy Mack. Yeah, reach in there as he's going for that rebound as well. A little bit late. Referees, three referees on the floor today for this championship game. Here's Colin Mack. He's going to try to get past. Oh, fast breaking now. He gets the pass, and good for two. Cutting to the basket. What a pass by Colton. He did not have a lot of room to work with, but right on point. Seven now for Sandpoint, nine for King Cove. Here's Ian. Over to Levi Larson on the right-hand side of the perimeter. He'll bounce it over to Ethan. Good movement of the ball by Sandpoint. Connor Samuelson with it. He hands it off to his brother. Ian feeds it down to Timmy. Over to the perimeter. Oh, Ethan cuts to the basket. Beautiful job driving into the lane. Puts it in for two. Oh, and Alex sends it over to Evan Wilson, who pulls back. Over to Johnny. Finds Colton on the left-hand side. Colton drives the baseline. Around the world and underhanded. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Ian, who has a fast-breaking. Oh, nothing but ball as Alex swats it out on the baseline. Great wherewithal because Ethan was spinning around. Oh, he was going to have a good look at that basket. Good play by Ethan, but Alex was just able to stay on him with defense. Here comes the ball. Oh, Ian wide open for three. Drains it. 14 now for King Cove, 7 for Sandpoint, and Ian Samuelson just lighting it up from three-point territory. Colton's able to get to the half-court line. Breaks in. Feeds out to Alex for three, and it does not go in almost. Jonathan Roeder with the rebound. Over to Colton. Colton does a little fading jumper. Doesn't go down. Fight for the ball. Evan Wilson going to the floor. Can't quite catch up. Levi Larson gets it, though. Pass to Ethan. He maintains control. Oh, loses control. It's all over the baseline. Picked up now by Ethan with a long shot for three. Nothing but net. Oh, my goodness. Way past NBA territory. There's just nothing you can do to defend against this kid. 17 for King Cove, 7 for Sandpoint. And man, both these teams are playing great, but the Ian Samuelson is just unstoppable from the three-point line. And when he gets hot, he stays hot. It's amazing to watch him play. Good job by Ian. 17-7 in favor of King Cove. And man, it's been a fast, fast game. Both the teams are playing really well, but being boosted right now by Ian Samuelson and his three-point powerhouse madness. I don't even know how else to describe it. It's just amazing to see him shoot the ball. 2:36, it has been a fast quarter on the clock. Fouls three for King Cove, two for Sandpoint. This is the championship game here. The final of the Tip-Off Classic, the Trident Tip-Off Classic, and it's been a wonderful tournament. A big shout-out to everyone who made this possible. Sandpoint School did a great job. I heard massive compliments from everyone who came here to visit. The other teams just thought it was a great time. Hopefully this can become a tradition. Colton Mack's going to throw it in for Sandpoint near their basket on the sideline. And having a hard time, he finds Alex who's cutting in. Off balance, doesn't put in the layup. Oh, and a reaching foul against Alex. He was not happy about that. Was not meaning to do it, but he just couldn't get his hands out in time. And, you know, Sandpoint's not taking the shots they want to take, you know. Joseph Ortega is going to come in for Alex. I believe that's a second for Mr. Gilbert. He'll sit down for a few minutes. And Sandpoint has got to slow down a little bit offensively, allow themselves to set up their plays. Here's a two-man trap at half court. Connor takes a shot for three. That's going to be off the front iron. Colton gets a rebound, and he'll quickly move it up the half court line. But he does not need to do something too fast with the ball. He can just let the play set up. Run the play. He does that. He takes it to the half court now. Calls the play. Moving over to Joseph Ortega, who's wide open on the baseline for three. Off the back of the iron. Rebound almost goes to nobody, but Colton grabs his hands on it. Oh, good line and good save. Off the body of Jonathan Roeder, now bounds on the baseline. That's going to be a throw-in for King Cove. And a 30-second timeout being called by King Cove there. Coach Randall will give his boys a chance to power up and water down. and Sandpoint coming over here, and I know that they're playing really hard. We've only got 2 minutes on the clock here in the first quarter. Both these teams are playing extremely hard. Sandpoint has got to slow things down. If they want to successfully score, they're just getting the ball. They feel like they just have to immediately do something with it and to score a point. But really, what they need to do is set up the play. We'll see how if Coach Herndon makes those adjustments, telling his guys to take it easy a little bit. Full court pressure, as always, doing a great job for King Cove, giving them the opportunity to score. Here's a half court press. Connor Sampson takes a long shot, goes off. Dylan with the rebound. It doesn't go in. Rebound, and thrown away to Ian Samuelson. Ian with the ball now. He pulls up for a three. Off the back of the rim. Rebound by Evan. And he's got Jonathan Roeder, who's wide open. But he's not able to get the ball moving fast enough, so he hands it off to Colton. He's going to get fouled on the way. Timmy Mack, they're not going to call that a shooting foul, I don't think. They will call that a shooting foul. So two from the line for Colton. 7-17 in favor of King Cove. 90 seconds on the clock here in the first quarter. Oh, and Colton misses it. Uncharacteristic of Colton. He's got to clear his head a little bit, just allow himself to calm down, get the focus. And he drains the second. With Colton, if he misses the first, you will not often see him miss the second. He's able to adjust his shots really well. Levi Larson's got it. He's going to feed it down to Timmy. Timmy springs up and grabs it and brings it back outside for a three-point shot. That's going to go, off the glass and good and good. 20 now for King Cove, 8 for Sandpoint, and 3 points are just killing him. Here's Colton Mack with the ball. He's going to allow the play to set up. Motion in. Over to Evan. Evan fadeaway jumper off the back iron. Doesn't follow the rebound, so it goes to King Cove. Ian Samuelson will pull the ball back. He's got 1 minute on the clock here. Plenty of time to set it up. There's a shot by Timmy. Doesn't go in. Rebound by Colton, and Colton's quickly going to move it up. He has Joseph breaking away. Underhand layup misses it. Rebound by Ian Samuelson. And under a minute to go here. There's a feed of Levi. Levi, they're going to call that, contact foul by Evan Wilson. And that will be a throw-in underneath their own basket for King Cove. Timmy Mack will come in to take the ball from the ref and put the play into action. Substitutions, Michael Herndon stepping in. He will replace Evan. And Ethan Mack will step in for Timmy Mack. So that will leave Connor Samuelson at the baseline to throw it in. 43 seconds on the clock. See if they can't get a couple more points on the board here. Throw in to Ian to the top of the key. Ethan Mack back to Ian. Ethan breaks in. And they're going to call that. They're going to call a foul against Jonathan Roeder as he went for a rejection on the ball there, slamming it out. Sending Ethan to the line for a two-shot opportunity here. First foul on Jonathan Roeder. Jonathan got into some foul trouble really quick the last time he played, so it's good to see him keeping his fouls down. Shot up by Ethan. Rattles around, does not go in. He'll get one more shot here. And I see the Sandpoint Eagle on the baseline trying to get the crowd steered up. That second one by Ethan goes down. 21 now for Sandpoint. 21 for King Cove. 8 for Sandpoint. Wish it was the other way around. All right, Colton Mack with the ball now. Driving to the lane. Gets around. Puts it off the glass. There's the one he was looking for. 10 now for Sandpoint. Ian Samuelson with the ball. Slowing down the pace. He wants to see one more shot go off by King Cove, and that's it. Ball being passed around between him and Ethan. They've got Connor wide open on the cross court. Over to Ian. Back to Ethan now. Ethan's going to drive. Bounce pass into Dylan. Slammed away by Jonathan Roeder. This time, no contact. Possession will be for King Cove underneath their own basket. 3.2 seconds. And they've got the play for this one. They've got the play to tip it up really quick and get that three-second feed in. Ian's got it. Off-balance three. Almost goes in. And there's the buzzer right there to end the first quarter. The score going into the second quarter will be 21-10 in favor of King Cove. And the name of the game has been three-point shots. This really escalating Sandpoint or King Cove score well beyond Sandpoint. And if you think about where the points would be, you know, the number of points that they've scored on threes is just astronomical. I would say that they probably have made close to 60-70% from the field. I want to take a quick shout-out to our sponsors here as we go into the second quarter. Thank you so much to Lake Clark Air, the Copper Whale Inn, Shumian Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, TelAlaska, WazTac Electronics, Peninsula Airways, and Grant Aviation, as well as the FV Red Hunter. Thank you so much for making these games possible. And going in here, things that I'd like to see, I think King Cove is playing exactly the way you would like to see them play. Defensively, they've been doing really well, being very strong and consistent. Offensively, they're moving the ball well, getting the three-point shots that they want to take. And even the three-point shots that they do take aren't necessarily wide-open shots. They're still just going down. Such a deadly threat from the perimeter. For Sandpoint, really like to see these guys slow down, to kind of get their head in the game a little bit, let their offense set up, let the plays go into motion. Breaking past the full-court pressure will be crucial. And a little bit more liveliness, they're going to go ahead and do a half-court press. Let's see some energy on it. No pressure here. We see a man-to-man feed off of, Ethan drives, but he's got Johnson. He's going to be able to steer around. Tries to go for a little opposite side shot, hooking, doesn't make it down. Sandpoint gets the ball. Good feed to Johnson on left-hand side of the post. Too much power, though. And, man, Sandpoint has missed a lot of easy shots tonight. Ethan takes it coast-to-coast and off the glass. Good for two. Nice layup by Ethan Mack. And here's full-court pressure. Ball gets into Johnson Roeder. Pass down the sideline. Here comes Colton doing a great job. Oh, tipped off the fingers of Abraham Bravo. It was just a little bit too high. A Bravo tapping in now for the Eagles. That leaves Glenn Krause and Evan Wilson on the floor, along with Alex Gilbert. Here's the ball in right now. Levi Larson's got it. Connor's going to take a shot for three. It doesn't go down. Rebound to Jonathan Roeder, sorry. Colton Mack now has it. 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Colton calling the play up. Looking for a screen. He takes it to the right. Takes a shot from the free throw line. Drains it. 12 now for Sandpoint, 23 for King Cove. Here's Ian with the ball. He'll be met by Colton. Gets a screen. Takes it to the other side, though. Picks up an off-balance shot. Doesn't matter. It's good. 25 now for King Cove. And there's a tip-away now. Good defense played by Ian. He's not able to save it. Oh, but, man, Colton almost gets the ball stripped away. Oh, he needs help. He's got no one coming. Over to Abraham Bravo, who loses it. Picked up by Dylan Larson. Oh, and Ethan breaking fast to Levi. And a blocking foul against Colton Mack there is going to send Levi Larson to the line for two. With 6:17 on the clock, 25-12 in favor of King Cove. We're seeing a little bit less in terms of offense from King Cove here in the second quarter so far, but defensively they're still just shutting down Sandpoint. First one by Levi is off. Timmy Mack's going to sub in for Dylan. Getting some fresh legs here. Both coaches doing a good job rotating their line in. Second shot, doesn't go down. Big rebound by Johnson Roeder, and we're going to have a reaching call against Timmy Mack. Johnson had full possession of the ball, and he was taking it down, and Timmy reached in there to grab it. Six fouls on Sandpoint, only four against King Cove. Full court press coming in. Ryder Gunnarsson will replace Joseph Ortega. Here's throw in. Will be tipped off the fingers of Sandpoint. King Cove is going to have a throw-in. Okay, no, Sandpoint's ball. Yeah, sorry. Sandpoint's ball and throw-in underneath their own baseline, full-court press, man-to-man. Or Michael Hearn gets tipped away. That's going to be a reach-in. Yeah, good call there. Levi Larson put it over the top of Michael Herndon to knock the ball away. And it was right there on the edge there. He did a good job. There's a throw into Colton. He has, throws it away to Ethan Mack, who pulls it up and hands it off to Ian. He was looking for someone breaking to the basket, didn't see anybody, so he'll let Ian set the play up. Ian with the ball. Hands over to Connor, who's wide open, drives the lane to the baseline, high off the glass, doesn't go in. Michael Herndon with the board. Oh, stolen by Ian Samuelson. Ian with the ball. He gets it to Ethan. He's got Johnny in front of him. Gets the ball up high, gets his own rebound, and sends it out to Timmy for three. Off the back iron. Rebound goes to Levi. Now to Ian. Ian with a shot just inside the two-point line. That's going to not go in. Finally, Michael gets a three, and he's got Ryder Gunnarsson on a fast break. Oh, and they're going to give him the foul. Tammy Mack not at all happy about that. Yeah, talking to his coach, saying, you know, I don't think I put the contact on him, but, you know, in those situations, you're pretty much 9 times out of 10 going to get called for a contact foul. He was trailing within like a centimeter of Ryder Gunderson. So Ryder goes to the line. Oh, just barely misses. Timmy's going to sit down. Oh, and that is 4 fouls against Tammy Mack. Big development there. 4 fouls on Timmy. He's going to sit out for the rest of the second and all of the third probably. Won't probably see play time until the fourth quarter, depending on what the score looks like. Evan Wilson's going to sub in now for Michael Herndon. Ryder's second shot is high arcing. Doesn't go down, but big rebound by Johnny. Puts it up and good for 2. 14 now for Sandpoint. Here comes Ian Samuelson. 25 on the board for King Cove, 14 for Sandpoint. 5:30 to go here in the first half. Here's Ethan Mack with the ball. Feeds over to Connor. Connor will hold on. Looks like King Cove's going to try to burn down some clock here. Ethan's wide open from the perimeter. Doesn't take it. Connor all the way around to Ian. Ian drives the baseline, gets past the defense, puts it up, doesn't go down. Gets his own rebound, though, and he'll take it back to the perimeter, and we're going to have a foul. Yeah, pushing called against Evan. Yeah. Getting a little too aggressive there with Ian. I don't know what number that's going to be. Okay, only 2. But that both teams have bonus now, so both teams get a 1-on-1 opportunity from the line. So a little bit of foul trouble here already as we go into the 5-minute marker on the second quarter. Ian from the line, deadly from anywhere on the court. Nothing but net. And he'll get one more chance here. 26 for King Cove, 14 for Sandpoint. Ian gets the ball from the referee. Puts it up, and it's going to be same exact spot that it was last time, right in the net. Here's Colton Mack with the ball. He moves quickly, met by Ian, and Colton's going to take it over to Glenn. Glenn Krause in the game now. He subbed in for Abraham Bravo. Evan Wilson now high on the perimeter, drives into the lane. Off of his foot, though, picked up by Ryder. Jonathan wide open on the paint, dishes down to Evan. Evan powers up on the opposite side and puts it in good for 2. Full timeout being called by Coach Randall Newman. Want to get it, make sure that the momentum doesn't shift here too much. Only 11 points now between the two teams. 4:35 is on the clock. 27 for King Cove, 16 for Sandpoint. And, you know, Sandpoint has missed a lot of easy shots in this game. They're starting to make a couple of them now. They've done a great job feeding the ball into the bottom post. But, you know, sometimes it just does not go down. We'll see what happens here, though, as we go into the time after this timeout. Coach Randall Newman handing out assignments. Looks like we're going to have Dylan Larson coming into the game. Again, number 20, Timmy Mack with 4 fouls. Going to be a big factor right there for these guys. He will see a lot of bench time, probably until the fourth quarter. Both teams in foul trouble, though, both in bonus right now with 7 fouls apiece. And as we near the end of this timeout, there's the Eagles breaking away from their huddle. And the T-Jacks coming in themselves. This is the championship game of the Tri-N Tip-Off Classic. Ethan Mack will throw in the ball. And we're going to see that half-court press coming in right now. Jonathan Roeder in the center. He will be, and here comes the trap. They break it easily over to Ethan. And, yeah, the trap is, they just anticipated it all the way. And easy breakthrough for Ethan there. Over to Ian. Ian's going to break into the lane. Oh, deflected by Jonathan Roeder. Quickly gets it over to Colton Mack. Colton's got Ryder to his right. He's going to pull back the ball and look for some help. He gets it to Jonathan, who takes a wide open shot just off the front rim. Rebound goes to Ian. Ian had a little bit of a challenge for the ball, but he maintains control. 4 minutes on the clock here. And King Cove is just going to slow down the pace here. Pass it around a little bit, burn down some time. Try to keep the opportunities for Sandpoint to a bare minimum. High pass to Ian, almost gets lost, but he drives the baseline, dishes out to Levi. Back now to Ethan. Connor. Oh, almost stolen by Colton Mack. That leaves Ethan open. He drives the lane. Levi was wide behind him. Rebound by Jonathan Roeder. Back into the hands of Colton Mack. Here comes Colton now. Calling the play, set it up. And here he goes now. Finds Johnny High on the perimeter, who will take it to the right, drive in, gets stripped up a little bit, dishes out to Ryder, puts up a jumper off the back iron. Dylan Larson with the rebound. Ian looking for someone breaking fast to the basket. Doesn't see anyone, so he'll slow down his dribble and walk it past the half-court line. Ethan and Connor and Ian making the three-way triangle here. Oh, tipped away there. Oh, reach in by Jonathan Roeder there. Levi Larson was receiving the pass and a little bit too much contact there. Bonus will send Levi for 1-1. Michael Herndon subs in for Evan Wilson. And here comes Levi from the line. He does his little shimmy and shake to get ready for the ball. Puts it up off the back iron. Jonathan Roeder with the board. Oh, but a fast steal by Ian. What anticipation. Oh, and a shot does not go down. Two shots did not go down by King Cove, but Ian gets the board there. Amazing reflexes by Ian Samuelson. Just totally saw the pass coming. Gets in there like lightning. Nobody saw that one coming. Here's Ethan Mack with the ball now. 2:50 on the clock for the first half. Ethan's going to drive in. He gets around traffic. Is met by Jonathan Roeder. Off-balance shot. Doesn't go make it down. Rebound goes to Jonathan Roeder. He outlets to Glenn Krause, who has Levi Larson all over him. He's able to get past, though. Drives it over to the left-hand side. Dishes it out to Ryder Garrison, who drives in. Dishes out to Michael. Hand off to Colton. Colton shot from just inside the perimeter off the back iron. Dylan Larson will wisely let it go out of bounds at the sideline. That'll be a throw-in for King Cove. The score has remained stagnant at 27-16 apiece here. 2:20 left on the clock here for the first half. King Cove with the ball. Connor picks off Colton Mack, but they're still just passing around the triangle. No one putting pressure on Ethan Mack. He'll take that all day long. Let the clock burn down as long as he can. All right, screen set up. He takes it to the right-hand side. Hands off to Levi, now to Connor. Getting a little closer to the baseline. Connor beats his defense. High shot, though, doesn't go down. No one there for the rebound but Ethan Mack, though. Ian Samuelson for three, wide open, off the back of the iron. Sends it right back to Colton. Colton moving with the ball, takes it to the right. Glenn for three. He's got Levi right in his face, though, so he moves it past the defense. Floater doesn't go in. Colton gets the ball at the top of the key. He's going to press back a little bit, call the play into action. And the good to see Sandpoint trying to set up their play a little bit more. They're just not getting their shots to go down. Glenn Krause has it at the top of the free throw line. He passes to a wide open Ryder. Ryder will get it off to Colton. Colton Mack with the ball now. Gets past Ian. Puts up a shot. He's going to come up short. Johnny with the board. And the putback good for two. 18 for King, or for Sandpoint, 27 for King Cove. 1:10 on the clock. Here's Ethan Mack with the ball. Wide open Connor Samuelson on the other side. Cross course pass. Now back to Ian. The call is for defense right here in the stadium as Ethan Mack has it. He takes it to the top of the key. No one put any pressure on him, though. He drives the lane, puts an off-balance shot. It goes up. Dylan Larson with an easy rebound. Michael Herndon recovers that one. Oh, and the pass almost snatched away by Connor. Colton is able to maintain it. He takes it coast to coast, puts it up, doesn't go down. Put back by Johnny, runs into a lot of trouble, doesn't go in either. This time Connor gets it. He's got no one ahead of him except for Eagles, so he'll pull back and let Ian take over. With 32 seconds left on the clock for the first half, Ethan Mack with the ball. He'll try to get one more shot off here, see if they can't make it 30 for King Cove going into the half. 21 seconds. Johnny, he gets past Johnny. Into it. Levi off the base. Doesn't put it in. Off the hands of Glenn Krause, though. And that is going to be, a jump ball called. They're going to call that a jump ball. Possession will go to... I don't see any possession marker on there. They're going to say Sam Point's ball. And 13 seconds on the clock. Colton Mack with not a lot of time. He's going to move quickly. Take it in. Dish it off to Michael Herndon. Beautiful job by Michael Herndon on the left-hand side of the post. 2 seconds. Ian puts up a shot at the buzzer. Oh, off the back of the rim. Sorry, back of the backboard. And just like that, we have a 7-point game here. Sandpoint did a great job closing some distance between them and King Cove. 27-20 in favor of King Cove going into the second half of the championship game. Been a very low-scoring game. high intensity in a lot of ways, but offensively, King Cove got off to a really hot start. Sandpoint has never really been able to get their offense going here so far tonight. A little bit of a pickup there, though, as they went into the second half. I want to say a quick shout-out to our sponsors. Thank you so much to the Copper Whale Inn, Lake Clark Air, the Schumann Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation, Wasatch Electronics, Tel Alaska, FB Red, Hunter, Penair, and Grand Aviation. Thank you so much, guys, for your support of these broadcasts. And we are going to send it back to you, Dave. We got 10 on the clock.
Okay, I'll hear back from you in 10 minutes.
All right, boss.
Right, halftime in a very good game. King Cove's ahead by 7. And stay tuned, folks, 10 minutes. Until then, we're going to hear some Marshall Tucker Band, Fire on the Mountain. Heard it in a love song.
And we are live and ready to go here in the final half of this tournament. And, man, we have broadcasted, I think, something like 13 games, Dave. Am I right in that?
Oh, something like that. It's up there.
Yeah, it's been a lot. So here we go. We're underway here. And King Cove's got possession going into the second half. Ian Samson with it. He'll take it past the half-court line. And, you know, it's not going to be a coasting for King Cove. They've got 7 points separating them and Sandpoint. It's 27-20. Starting five on the floor for both these teams, except for Dylan Larson, who is in for Timmy Mack, who has 4 fouls to his name. Shot does not go in for Ian. Picked up by Glenn Krause, and he quickly gets it to Colton. Colton drives all the way coast to coast. Oh, what a deflection by Ian. Ian is having a colossal game. He's always on point, but really, he is just on fire tonight. Throw in by Colton goes to Alex. Hand off over to Colton Mack. And Colton will take the ball up towards half-court line and let the play set up. Doing a better job slowing down their offense so far in the second quarter and the first half so far. Johnny's going to take it up. Finally gets one to fall. Didn't look pretty, but it got in. 22 now, and this is a 5-point game. The offense for King Cove has definitely simmered down. They were hot on the first quarter. Second quarter slowed down a lot. Ian looking to pick things up here. He drives into the paint, puts it up. Nice layup, good for two. That makes 29 for Sandpoint. Colton with the ball. Again, taking it to the center and allowing the play to set up. Good job slowing down the play a little bit on the offense. He feeds Evan Wilson. It's knocked away by Ethan Mack. Oh, Ethan does an incredible job recovering the ball and takes it in. And that is something you just cannot allow to happen. No full court pressure from King Cove. Looks like without Timmy Mack, that's pretty hard thing to do. Glenn Krause for 3. Oh, all the way around. Gets the rebound. It's wide open for the putback. Good job by Glenn following it all the way. No one there to stop him, putting 2 points on the board. And, man, robbery on that shot for Glenn. It went in and then back out again. And there's going to be a reach-in foul by Colton. He saw an open opportunity there. First foul of the half. It's going to be the second on Colton. Handoff goes to Ian Samuelson. Tightly guarded. Takes it to the left. Gets past his defense. Oh, and is able. Glenn Krause did a great job putting the defense, putting a body in front of him that caused him to go off. Oh, and there's a near jump ball opportunity there, really, as the handoff went to Jonathan Roeder, and Levi Larson did a great job putting his hands all over the ball and stopping Jonathan from being able to do anything with it. Contact call there against Alex Gilbert. He was moving in on the ball and put a little bit too much force against Connor. 2 fouls now for Sandpoint, and I believe that might be the third for Alex, so we're probably going to see a substitution here pretty quick. Yeah, Alex is sitting. No, 4 fouls for Alex. Ryder comes into the game for him. We're going to see very little of Alex until the fourth when him and Timmy will both come into the game. Connor with the ball. He's having a hard time finding someone to get open, but Ian finds it, gets it, takes it back to the center. 31-24, King Cove in the lead. Ian drives in great behind the back move, brings it up. Oh, all the way around the rim, doesn't quite make it down, and Jonathan's there for the rebound. Here comes Colton Mack, and good job again slowing up the pace. Offense goes into motion. Colton looking for someone. Drives into the left. Pulls back out, seeing no opportunity. Good pick. Dishes back. Nice pick and roll. Jonathan had a look at the basket. He opts not to take it. Off-balance shot by Ryder goes up and is picked up by Levi Larson. handoff to Connor almost gets snatched away by Evan Wilson, but he's able to maintain control, and he gets it to Ian. Ethan with the ball now. He's at the sideline. Good screen set up for him. Drives in. He's met by a lot of traffic. Oh, and they're going to call contact on Michael Herndon. And that may send, yeah, that will send Ethan to the line for two. And a good screen. Okay, they're not. That's not a shooting foul, yeah. Substitution, Michael sits down, Glenn comes in, and we will see a baseline throw-in for the T-Jacks. Here's Ethan with the ball, driving in past Colton, feeds it to Dylan, perfectly wide-open feed. Everyone collapsed in on Ethan. Ryder's got the ball, he's able to hand it off to Colton. 4:30 to go here on the clock, 31-24. And Glenn's wide open on the baseline for three. Oh, again, all the way around. Does not go in. Ethan on a fast break. He's got, oh, my goodness. Colton with a foul there. He was way off balance, trying to go over top of Ethan. That's a third foul on Colton. And Colton Mack is going to have to watch out here. He's got half of the third quarter to go and all of the fourth. He has way too much time on the clock. There's going to be a timeout call. I think Coach Randall's calling that one. 30 seconds. Yep, 30 seconds for King Cove, and here's both benches looking very animated. Looks like Coach Randall is just really giving his boys a chance to water up. They're already going in. He's talking to them a little bit, giving Dylan some congratulations on hanging in there as the sub-in for Timmy Mack. And this is the final half of the Tri-Tip of Classic, 7 points separating these two teams, and really you're seeing two weather-worn and battle-weary teams right here. And there we go to the line. Ethan Mack is going to the line this time. Four fouls for Sandpoint, zero for King Cove. Sandpoint is really going to have to slow down the foul situation. Off the back iron for Ethan. He's good at making the adjustments. We'll see what he does here with the second. And it looks like Joe's giving a little bit of instruction to the post players. He called in Levi Larson and Evan Wilson for a little bit of a quick talk to. Ethan's second shot's up, and he does make the right adjustment that time. It's good. 32 now. 8 points between these two teams. 24 for Sandpoint. Glenn Krause, again, drives the baseline. And a reach-in by Dylan Larson. That'll be a throw-in on the sideline for Sandpoint. Colton will get the ball. Call for the lineup. And here's a play in action. Glenn tipped up to Johnny. Oh, wide open, turns off the glass. Good for two, right the way you're supposed to do it. He just totally beats his defender, who was just flying for the ball. Wide open look. And here's Colton Mack meeting Ian. Low to the ground, ready to go here. Four on the clock. 32-26. King Cove is in the lead. Ian breaks to the left, turns around. Good job. Doesn't go in. No real effort from Sandpoint on the rebound. They had three jerseys all around it. No one really went for it except for Colton, who's probably the furthest one away. So that's going to be out of bounds off the hands of the Eagles. Throw into Ian, almost gets snatched away. He feeds Dylan, wide open for three. Goes long, rebound by Jonathan Roeder. And here's Colton Mack coming in fast. Colton has Levi Larson all over him. Bad shot, goes off the backboard. Fast-breaking Ethan Mack's going to make easy two. Oh, he misses! A rare miss for Ethan Mack on a fast break, but he was trying to get to the right side of the rim and just really couldn't get there in time, so he was at a bad position underneath the basket. 3:30 to go here on the clock. Here's Colton Mack calling for the play again to action. Evan gets open on the right-hand side, feeds Glenn Krause, who puts up a shot. Oh, just over the rim, doesn't go down. Off the hands of Ryder Gunderson and King Cove possession. 3:23 on the clock here. 32-26 is where the score is staying. Not a lot happening offensively from either team. Sandpoint is kind of able to eke their way a little bit. I think they've gained 1 point so far this quarter. Ian shot from three, doesn't go in. Levi Larson gets the board though and gets it right back to Ian. 3:10 on the clock now. Here's Ethan with the ball. He drives past Ryder. Johnny gets his hand on it though. Oh, and there's going to be a foul as Evan and Glenn, they're going to call against Evan too, reached up there to block the shot from Dylan Larson. That'll be three fouls on Evan Wilson. Here's Ian with the ball. Under three to go here in the third quarter, and Sandpoint in major foul trouble. Five on the board so far. Here's Ian Samuelson. Burning down the clock a little bit. He's got some room to burn. He feeds Connor, who gets it right back to Ian. No pressure on Ian. He gets a good screen. The defense collapses. He drives in. That leaves Levi wide open. Ian gets an easy rebound and drains the fadeaway. 34 for King Cove now, 26 for Sandpoint. Colton Max moving real fast. Glenn open for three. It's a good line just off the front rim. Goes out of bounds off the backboard. King Cove possession. 2:23 to go here on the clock. Again, the score 34 to 26. Ryder's going to sit down, and Joseph Ortega will come in. Joseph gets his assignment from Ryder. And here comes Ian Samuelson. He'll be met at half court by Colton. Colton giving him a wide berth to work with. There's a screen by Levi. Good trade as Jonathan Roeder was sticking with Ian. They send it over to Ethan. Jonathan coming up, playing a very high guard position. Okay. Oh, and a great deflection by Jonathan. He just came right behind Ethan. Did a great job blocking that ball. No contact. Colton Mack with it now. He takes it to the right, gets a good screen, pulls back. He's got Connor doing a great position. Oh, and just a little push forward, sends the ball into the basket. Real fast transition, though, by Ian Samuelson. Almost catches Sandpoint's defense off guard. Here's Ian. He gets into the paint. Nice feed to Dylan. Oh, and another big deflection by Jonathan Roeder. 90 seconds on the clock now in the third quarter. 6 points between the two teams, and Colton Mack will slow down the pace. Feeds Glenn Krause. Looks at the shot, decides not to take it, drives the lane. Oh, and Glenn Krause is getting hot here. He puts in a nice, easy layup for two. 4 points between these two teams now, 34-30, and it's starting to get interesting here. 1:12 to go. Here comes Ian. He does his own underhand shot. Oh, man, it is high off the glass. Good shot. Six points between the two teams now, 36-30. Colton Mack comes up, gets a screen from Glenn. Glenn rolls, takes the ball, looking for some help. No hand off to Colton. Instead, he feeds Evan. Powers up. Oh, off the glass. Beautiful spin and right into the bucket. 32-36 with 43 seconds left on the clock. Here's Ian. Gets the screen. Long for three, wide open. Can't give him that one. He makes it every time. 39 now for King Cove. 31 seconds on the clock. Colton Mack going to come back here. I'm going to call right now. He's going to go for a three-point shot if I know Colton. He always wants to get one up Ian. Feeds down to Evan, who's got a good break. Fadeaway doesn't go in, but good rebound by Jonathan. He can't quite maintain it. It's tipped off and saved by Colton. Fed down. Evan puts it up. Oh, it rolls in. Could have had a foul there, too, but didn't. 6 seconds on the clock. Here comes Ian. He's taking his time. He takes a long shot from the yellow line. Oh, it almost goes in, man. Just rattles around the inside of the bucket and comes out hot. Oh, man, but there we go. 39-34, and what a tight third quarter that was, and it was really slow for very much of it, but at the end there, a big push by both teams sends their offenses revving up, and that got really exciting there. 5 points between the two teams. Sandpoint was able to close the gap by 2 points from the half. Five fouls, though, for Sandpoint to one for King Cove, and that will definitely make a big difference here as we go into the fourth quarter. Sandpoint has got to watch out for fouls. Timmy Mack will probably come in here in the fourth quarter. He's been on the bench since the second quarter with fouls. Staying with Alex Gilbert, I see him crouched down. Don't know if he's going to come in right away. Things are going pretty good with the players who are out there. Again, we are now entering the fourth and final quarter of this championship game between King Cove and Sandpoint here at the Trident Tip-Off Classic. Cannot wait to see how this one ends. They've got me sitting on the edge of my seat. I should say they got me pacing back and forth. I can never sit down, especially not with these huge posts that we have blocking our view up here in the booth. But, man, I am just pacing back and forth. Cannot wait to see what happens. Sandpoint's got possession going into it. And Glenn Krause will throw in for the Eagles. Colton Mack has the ball. He gets it over to Joseph Ortega. Back to Colton. Colton looking for some help. He finds Joseph. Joseph at the yellow line. He'll move it up. And it will be quickly met by Ethan, who smells an opportunity. Rowe, Johnny feeds and does a little bit of a turnaround. Oh, it bounces all around the back iron. I think I'm going to call that over the top on Johnson as he was trying to go back for that board. It's been an excessive amount of time just dribbling at a really weird angle off the back iron. Doesn't go down, though. Third foul on Johnson. And like we were talking about, they have got to watch out for foul trouble. Here's Ian with the ball. He gets a screen from Dylan, drives the lane. Oh, and he doesn't go down. Rebound by Ethan, or Evan. And a foul against Ethan Mack there. Contact against Evan Wilson. That'll be a throw-in on the sideline. And that should only be two for Ethan, I believe. Actually, that makes it his third and only the second team foul so far for the second half for King Cove. Colton with the ball. Takes it to the right-hand side. He's got Ethan all over him. He's got a wide-open look at the baseline for three. Nothing but net. 37 now to 39. Two-point game. 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter of the championship at the Tryon Tip-Off Classic. A very exciting game here. Connor Samuelson with the ball. He gets it over to Levi. Levi back in the game. We see now Ethan Mack with the ball at the half-court line. Feeds over to Connor. He's going to take a long shot for three. That's off the back iron. Rebound goes to Evan. Quickly gets it to Colton. Colton moves around, gets behind Johnson, almost trips him up, but is able to stay in. Feeds over to Glenn Krause, fakes the shot. Back to Colton. Oh, and tips out the fingers of Ian Samuelson. That will go out of bounds. Throw in for Sandpoint. Timmy Mack will enter the game now with 6:30 in the fourth quarter. Good effort by Dylan Larson, playing a lot more of the game than he normally does. Here's the throw-in now on the baseline. Glenn drives. Oh, and it's a tied game, 39-39. Nice floating shot off the baseline by Glenn Krause. Here, and Alex Gilbert's going to the bench. I can see him. He's ready to tap in, and you know he's got his nerves. He better watch out with a foul. Drive in, pull back to Levi. His shot does not go down. Ethan doing a great job getting the board. 3 points by Timmy. It looks good. Does not go down. Ball is on the ground, and it's staying in King Cove's hands as Evan falls to the floor to try to pick it up. And here's a substitution. Alex Gilbert's coming in for Joseph. And, you know, with a tied game, with 6 minutes going to the fourth, Alex Gilbert, such a great player, but you know his energy is high, and he's gonna want a foul right away. So you better watch out, because one more will send him to the bench for the rest of the game. All right, here's a throw in for King Cove. Ian's got it at the yellow line. He gets past to the left. Defense falls in on him, though, so he'll send it back out to Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack at the yellow line drives into the left. He runs into Evan. Shot does not go down. Good rebound by Jonathan Roeder. He finds Colton Mack. Evan's going to put a little pressure on him, causing him to slow down. Colton was kind of going for the fast break here. Opportunity for Sandpoint to take the lead. Here's Glenn Krause with the ball. He sees Colton Mack behind him. Colton fakes the shot, looks for help, gets over to Alex. Alex almost travels, but is able to maintain the pass. Here's Johnny. Nice turn in. Oh, and it just doesn't go down off the back iron. Rebound by King Cove. Ian Samuelson with the ball. Ian at the half-court line. 5:14 on the clock, 39-39. Connor with it. He's got a wide gap here. He drives into the lane. Loses it. Snatched by Colton. He tries to move fast, but, man, everyone moved really quickly. Alex is wide open for three. Overshoots the rim. Connor with the rebound. Here comes Ian now. Under five to go here in the fourth. Ian Samuelson has the ball. He takes it past half-court line. Good bounce into Timmy. Timmy drives the baseline. He beats the defense, but his shot goes far over the rim. Loose ball picked up by Evan. Colton's got it. Alex breaking fast. Oh, and just overshoots the pass, and it goes out of bounds on the baseline. 4:42 on the clock here, 39-39. Ian's got the ball for King Cove. Ian Samuelson with it. This is a great way to end an awesome tournament. Oh, long shot for three. He had a good look at the basket. Doesn't go in. Colton with the rebound. He's smiling. He can't wait to make the ball go forward. He pulls back, though, and waits for the rest of the team to catch up. Calls the play into action. There's good motion by the Eagles. Evan gets open on the top of the perimeter. Feeds it down towards the baseline. Cuts into the basket. Colton for a long three. Oh, off the front rim. Evan with the board. Drives in. Powers up. Takes it in. Sandpoint gets the lead, 41-39. Four to go. Here's Ethan Oh, he had a really good pass to Ethan, and yeah, we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Randall Newman. And for the first time in this game, Sandpoint takes the lead, and boy, do they look tired coming in onto the bench. These five have been working hard for this opportunity. Coach Randall Newman talking to his guys, and you know, it has just been really, really rough for King Cove. Their shots are not going down. It was kind of the other way around for Sandpoint, and still both offenses are not moving the way that we normally see them move, but these guys are really putting lots of effort into it. Cannot wait to see these last 4 minutes. Have to take a quick chance here and say thank you to our sponsors. We missed this at the quarter. Lake Clark Air, the Copper Whale Inn, the Schumann Corporation, and the King Cove Corporation, the FV Red Hunter and Tel-Alaska Communications, WazTech Electronics, Penn Air, and Grant Aviation have made this a possibility. Thank you so much for making this basketball happen. So here we go. We are ending the end of this timeout. King Cove looking like they're breaking. Yep, there's a break. The buzzer calls the two teams to the court, and the score 41-39. Sandpoint in the lead for the first time this game. We are in the championship, the fourth quarter. The final 4 minutes go here. And King Cove will have possession, a throw-in at the side. All five starters are in for both teams. Alex Gilbert has four fouls. So does Timmy Mack. Both these guys will be out with one more foul. Six team fouls for Sandpoint, only two for King Cove. Connor has the ball now. And Timmy Mack just falls to the ground. That was a hard pass, and that was going straight to him on the bottom post. Full court pressure, though, causes a turnover. And, oh, man, it goes out of bounds on the sideline. Good job by Ian just letting it roll out of bounds. And that'll be a throw-in on the sideline. Sandpoint was not ready for the full court press. Here's Ethan. He's got the ball. He's got a wide-open look at the three. He pulls way back, though, to the sideline. Drives into the lane. Defense collapses. Feeds to Levi. Off the glass. Good for two. Tied game here. King Cove coming back. Here's that full court press to Colton. He's trying to get past Connor. He does. Feeds Johnny. Johnny, no foul call, as he had all sorts of defense in front of him. Here's Timmy moving fast. He loses the ball. Connor's there to pick it up. It's on the floor. And we're going to call that a foul on number 25, Glenn Krause. Good effort as he dove to the ground. No. Connor Samuelson getting that foul, actually. Throw-in goes to Jonathan Roeder. He's looking for a little bit of help. Glenn Krause just past the half-court line. Bad handoff to Colton. He's going to push. Oh, and Ian pushes Colton over. And over the half-court line. And when you do that, that's a one-and-one? No, okay, yeah. Okay, because everyone was going to the free throw line. That's four team fouls now, doubling up their team fouls. Team Cove in just a couple of seconds there. Throw-in goes to Sandpoint. Oh, good feed to Johnson. He just can't get control of the ball in time. He had a good look at the basket. Sends it back to the perimeter. Colton on the right-hand side drives in. Off-balance shot's going to come up short. Johnny with the rebound. Oh, nope, goes into the hands of Ethan. Ian takes it, and he's going to jog it up. Under three to go here in the fourth. Connor wide open. Oh, buckets. He does nothing but net. That sends them into a three-point lead now. Here comes Colton Mack with the ball. 2:38 on the clock. This is going to come down to the wire. Colton feeds it to Evan. Evan drives into the paint. Turns. Hooks. Doesn't go in. Timmy with the rebound. He's moving fast. He's got a lot of defenders in front of him. He'll pull back the dribble and give it over to Ian. Ian Samuelson has the ball. He hands it off to Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack calls the play into motion. Pass it over to Timmy. Looks like they're going to try to burn down the clock a little bit here. Back to Ethan. Hand off to Ian. Good motion by King Cove. But again, yeah, they're not trying to make any plays here. They're just trying to burn down the clock. There's a good set, though. Ethan drives the lane. Dishes out to wide open Connor for three. Doesn't go in. Oh, rebound. Almost gets lost by Johnny. He does maintain control. Oh, but it slips off the hands of Evan. And it goes in, 46 now. Ian did a great job. It just dribbled off the hands of three players. Good tip out by Timmy Mack on that throw. And full court pressure, giving them some heartburn. 5 points separate these teams. We're at 149, and Sandpoint has to hold on. They cannot give up. Oh, and a good steal off the throw-in by Timmy Mack. gives the ball to Ian, and man, Kinkova is just up in the game. Long three by Ian. Goes off the front rim. Glenn Crouch gets that board and quickly finds Colton Max. Colton's got 90 seconds on the clock to do something with it. Two-possession game for Sandpoint. Evan drives in. Are they going to call it charging? Okay, blocking. Blocking on number 34, Levi Larson. Throw-in underneath their own basket for Sandpoint. 90 seconds left in this game. 46-41, Kinkova is in the lead. Throwing Alex wide open for three. Goes in! 44-46. Here comes Ethan Max. They are going to try to burn down as much clock as possible. Pass over to Timmy. Timmy, 4-3. He was wide open. Off the back iron. Rebound goes to Alex. Over to Evan. Evan, fast breaking at Colton. He'll pull back though. 1 minute to go in regulation. 44-46. Colton has the ball. Full timeout called by Coach Brad Herndon for the Sandpoint Eagles, and this is what it all comes down to. The championship game for the Trident Tip-Off Classic, 46-44. Kinkova is in the lead, and man, what a tight game this is. If you're listening in right now, I hope you're at the edge of the seat like I am right now. Sandpoint has the ball. They need to make a basket. And then even more, after that basket, they've got to play defense. We'll see what happens here. Kinkova has really lit up the game a little bit. Sandpoint was in the lead for a few moments there, but Kinkova has done a great job holding on and getting back the lead. We'll see what happens as we come into the final minute of this game. After this, I believe we will have Unalaska here next week. They will be visiting Kinkova and Sandpoint, so look for more basketball games next week against the Unalaska Raiders. All right, here comes the two teams off the bench, and man, you can just feel the tension in the stadium. Both these teams want the win really, really bad. Throw-in goes to Colton. 55 seconds. He takes it past the half court, looking for the play to get set up. Tight defense by Ian Samuelson. Colton pulls up his dribble, brings it into Evan. Evan drives the baseline, powers up. It's good. Tie game, 46 apiece. 40 seconds to go here. And you know what? I think Kinkova will probably just hold on to the ball, try to get one last shot off, and maybe send this into overtime and win it. They do not want to give the ball back to Sandpoint. Oh, Timmy breaks past the defense. And a foul and one. Oh, what a clutch play by Timmy Mack as he drives the lane, puts it into the basket, and gets the free throw. And he wants the ball. He is all amped up. Four fouls on Evan Wilson now. 26 seconds left to go. And as the defense came in, it was just collapsing on Timmy. All right. Timmy gets the ball. Puts it up. It's off. Levi Larson with the rebound. Travel. He was looking to hand it off to somebody and just kept on sliding. Full court press here by Kinkova. 26 seconds on the clock. Sandpoint has got to get 2 points on the board. Here's Colton Mack with the ball. He's moving quick. He wants to take this. Glenn. At the perimeter, Johnny with the ball. Drives in, looking for the feed out. Colton drives the baseline. Oh, and he gets a tip foul. They're going to call that. Is that going to be a shooting foul? And coach, referee Joe Calver calling that one against Timmy Mack. And that is it for Timmy with 12 seconds left in the game. Sandpoint clears their bench to go congratulate Timmy on an awesome tournament. And it's not going to be a shooting foul. 12 seconds on the clock. Seven fouls. One and one. They're going to call that a two shot. Yeah, it was a shooting foul. So this is two from the line from Colton. Colton Mack feeling the pressure. 12 seconds to tie this game. Oh, first one is missed. And in this moment, you kind of want to intentionally miss it so that way you can try for the rebound. He gets the ball. Puts it up. It's good, but it's not enough. They've got to foul or do something. Yeah, Alex trying to foul. 7 seconds on the clock. Pass goes out of bounds, and Dan Boyd's going to have 5 seconds to do something with it. They could win the game, and a timeout is called by Colton Mack. 5 seconds on the clock, 1 point between Sandpoint and King Cove. And, man, that was a really, really tough free throw situation. Colton Mack missed the first free throw, makes the second one, making a one-point game. 5 seconds, there's going to be a massive full-court press. They do not have Timmy Mack on the court, though. That is going to be huge. All starting five are on the floor right now for Sandpoint. Full timeout called. And, you know, right now on the bench, the boys for Sandpoint and King Cove just had their hearts beating through their chest. The excitement in the gym is huge. And I don't know if you're pulling out some special play, some hidden secret, or if you're just saying you get the ball to this person and you get it as low to the post as quickly as you can and put it up for two, which will win the game. That is awesome right now, because right now, unless there is a foul, a free throw opportunity, it is guaranteed that this is going to be a winning situation with one basket. And here comes the two teams. They break from the line. I've got butterflies in my stomach. From the baseline, Johnny's going to throw it in. He finds Colton quick. He's driving. He goes up. Beats Johnny. High off the glass. Evan powers up. It's good! And it's a buzzer beater! That's the game! And Sandpoint wins a try-in tip-off classic! Oh my gosh! What an ending! 49-48. Literally at the buzzer. What a game! Just no way that you could end it. And King Cove is just stunned. They are stunned right now, just walking away, cannot believe that just happened. King Cove more or less dominated the tournament, came in here definitely the expected favorite. Sandpoint held on the entire way, and with a last-second power-up by the Tower of Power, Evan Wilson with 2 points. What a game. This is what it's all about. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in. This has been an awesome tournament. Hey, Coach Brandel, I see Coach Randall Newman right now giving big congratulations to the Sandpoint Eagles. You know, he doesn't like to lose, but he can respect it when they get beat, you know.